KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We also take a look at all kinds of different trails throughout our area and policies that affect our trails. Today, Colin Fisk and I are talking with David Loya, the city of Arcata. We're taking a look at trail funding and certain changes that could affect trails in our area in the near future. Good morning, all.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning,
good morning indeed. So let's launch right into this. So apparently we've got some changes with regard to like CEQA that could mean some... it could impact our trails locally, correct?
Yeah, the I guess first off, CEQA.
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Is the California Environmental Quality Act. And when a jurisdiction, a city, a county is reviewing a project that they have some kind of a decision-making authority over, they apply CEQA and try to determine what the environmental impacts are before they make that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, with regard to traffic, CEQA has looked at the level of service for vehicles, motorized vehicles on the road. And that means how long do they have to wait, you know, at intersections, what are the routes for those vehicles, the most efficient routes for moving the vehicles.
Right.
And essentially, if you have longer wait times or, the circulation system isn't built for those vehicles, CEQA has historically considered that an environmental impact, and so the solution was, let's build more roads, let's add, more traffic signals to regulate traffic flow through intersections.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, it was very car-focused. Now, there's another way of looking at the environmental impact of vehicles that might resonate a little bit more with most of your listeners, and that's those vehicle miles traveled, or VMT. As it's sometimes referred to. Vehicle miles traveled looks to reduce the number of miles, the number of trips, the distance between activities, whether it's an apartment complex you're building or an employment center. And so these two drastically different ways of looking at what an environmental impact is results in completely different, what we refer to in CEQA as mitigations or ways to, reduce that impact.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're looking at a level of service model, as I mentioned before, these mitigations are build more roads, build faster roads, build fewer wait times. When you're looking at a VMT analysis, vehicle miles traveled, you're trying to reduce these vehicle miles. Projects that have increases in vehicle miles actually have an impact on the environment, so you're trying to create new alternative modes of transportation as a mitigation for that impact, as opposed to creating more roads.
Right.
So VMT analysis essentially would result in mitigations that will create trails, bus stops, safer roads for non-motorized travel. And so this is where I think the connection, the nexus between this change in CEQA, which will go into effect in July of 2020, and creating new trails.
So how will that have an impact on trails?
Well, right now we're working with the County Association of Governments and all the partner cities in the county right now to develop a regional vehicle miles traveled model. And when that's developed, what I hope is that we'll have built-in mitigations for projects that will either contribute fair share financing to trails, or we'll actually build trails into the project and ensure that, the network is being expanded throughout the county.
Cool. So this could be a boon to trails then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Coastal Trail is an important commuter trail.
Mm-hmm.
When the feasibility of, riding your bicycle, for example, between McKinleyville and Eureka, where maybe you live and work, you know, that reality will come to fruition through projects that, you know, add to that BMT analysis or that BMT mitigation.
Fantastic. And of course, it does have that impact if more and more people are deciding to commute some of these distances on their bike. That obviously relieves traffic on the roadways as well.
Indeed, yeah. I hear a number of people suggest that no matter how many trails you build, there's not really going to be a strong commuter, bicycle or otherwise commuter, But the reality is that the weather here isn't that bad. It doesn't prevent people from getting on their bikes and mm-hmm. riding. The prohibiting factor is the trail network. It's the safe routes.
Sure.
When you're taking your life into your hands by getting on your bicycle and trying to make a 20-mile commute to work, which is totally doable for many people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest impediment to to really having a strong commuter class.
Absolutely. My commute here from Eureka to Ferndale was pretty strenuous because of the Lolita grade, and I did that regularly. Of course, we did not have a safe route here, and as a result, I did get hit, and it was that was the inspiration for Happy Trail, saying, we could use a regional trail system around here to make things a little bit safer, because I know a lot of people would like to do this. But with the Bay Trail just around the corner, that's a flat, very easy commute between Eureka and Arcata. And let's face it, that's probably a good chunk of what the commuting is here in Humboldt County between those two cities.
Sure.
And McKinleyville. And these, that's relatively flat, relatively easy. And with a safe route, I think a lot more people are going to do it.
Yeah, and I think the sections of trail that are built already are a testament to that. I mean, those trails, although most of it is recreational use at this point, because they don't actually lead anywhere, they kind of dead end. But those mm-hmm. trails, along the bay are heavily used,
right?
Even though they dead end, and so I think that just really points to the fact that when you build alternative transportation infrastructure, it actually does get used. And the limitations to using alternative transportation right now, are largely due to the lack of infrastructure to support it.
Absolutely.
Wrapping it full circle, VMT will add funding and emphasis for projects that are, creating those impacts to actually fund that infrastructure.
So, David, do you have places in the city of Arcata that you are anticipating projects, or that there are projects in the works that might affect the trail network or the otherwise bike pedestrian network, and where you might anticipate some improvements coming in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's been tracking the development projects in Arcata knows we're kind of going through a boom right now, both in terms of what's being built and also in terms of the projects that are going through planning right now. We've made an effort to incorporate trails into all of those projects, either as conditions of approval. If you get approved to do this project, then you're going to build X number of miles of trail where we had nexus for that. And then where we didn't, we've really used development agreements and sort of partnering with the developers to have a little give and take to make sure that they're contributing to, some of those infrastructure needs. So we have a number of projects going on right now, the Creekside Annexation. There's a project off Todd Court that's looking at doing some housing development. We have a mixed-use affordable housing project in the downtown. That all of these projects are going to contribute to trail networks internal to the city of Arcata, including portions of the Bay Trail and the Annie and Mary Trail. Looking out into the future, we're also working on the strategic infill redevelopment plan, which will largely focus on existing developed areas that could be redeveloped for higher density mixed-use infill development. And what we're looking at for those for that planning effort is to create some areas, for instance, around the K Street corridor, where you know, these large-scale projects would effectively be permitted by right. That is, they wouldn't have to go through a planning permit process so long as they had components or elements to the project that contributed to community good. And so one of those will be, for example, alternative transportation. We'll look at a mix of, you know, contributing to trails, existing networks, expanding on existing networks, as well as some, you know, other amenities, you know, contributing to bus service. One of the ideas that's sort of latched on recently with a couple of jurisdictions is reductions in parking if the project, you know, for example, if it's a housing project, will give bus passes to all of the residents in the, you know, in the apartment complex. This has the effect of increasing the capacity of that infrastructure, even if those people don't use it. And so if the residents at the, you know, the apartment complex that's being built or the new employment center that's being built don't use that trail that's created from the project, or don't use the bus stops that are created, or don't use their bus passes, you know, that help improve the overall efficiency of that system, it's still a community benefit that benefits others who will.
Absolutely.
Well, that seems like real progress. And you said July 2020 is when this is rolling out locally here?
Yeah, the state mandated that jurisdictions start using VMT as the threshold for environmental impacts starting July 2020. You know, as you're aware, Colin, VMT has been, you know, the analysis has been around for decades, that way of looking at it. It just hasn't been used traditionally as by jurisdictions as a threshold for environmental impact.
And David,
so really
sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say, if you could, what VMT, what's it stand for?
All right. Yeah, actually, Cliff, thanks for interrupting. Oftentimes, if you don't interrupt me, you'll never get a word in otherwise. VMT is vehicle miles traveled, just
Got
as
it.
A reminder. That's the idea is to reduce those vehicle miles, and that ties to, you know, our greenhouse gas impacts and, you know, other impacts associated with cars traveling.
Got it. Excellent. And that's new standard going into effect July of 2020. And that is definitely going to have an impact on our local trail system. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it is. You know, we're working regionally to, you know, come up with a model that's a little challenging in a rural setting to, you know, to imagine how to use VMT because, you know, it's... you know, really designed and developed for more urban areas. But I think that, you know, ultimately we'll end up with, you know, a set of ready-made mitigation measures that will improve trail systems, improve alternative transportation of all types.
Awesome. Well, we'll see how this goes. Not that far to wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
All righty. Well, we are unfortunately out of time. It went by quickly. David, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
thanks for inviting me on.
Of course. And and Colin, once again, thank you for pulling all this together. Fantastic.
Well, thank you, Cliff, and thanks, David.
All righty.
Thank you.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly on iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.